Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Mouse Chatters, Bob, Chris, Lauren, and Steve. Welcome, gang.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
On today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Disneyland out in California, Anaheim, California. And more specifically, we're going to be discussing the resorts out there. And we'll start off with the Disney-owned and operated resorts. There are three of them. There's Paradise Pier, there's the original Disneyland Hotel, and also Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. So, Lauren, I'd love to hear your first impressions of the Disneyland Hotel, which is where we stayed.
I loved the Disneyland Hotel. I loved the location. I loved the grounds. The room was great. Place was immaculate. Nice lobby. Just the whole feel of the hotel was great. The
lobby's not too big, not too small.
Yeah, it's perfect. And I love the teacups for the waiting room, the seats, the teacup seats.
Yeah, those were really adorable.
The buildings, you know, I think we were in a good tower. I think that you want to request to be in the Fantasy Tower.
Now, how many towers are there?
There were three. There's Fantasy, Adventure, or Adventureland?
Adventure.
Adventure and Frontier.
Adventure makes Fantasy so much better?
It's actually on top of the main lobby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So kind of like the main building.
Yeah, the main building of it. And then there's a building to the left of it, which is the Adventure. And then there's one to the back of it, which is the Frontier, which is closer to Trader Sam's.
Which is
their bar
later.
Their lounge. But I liked being right there. It was very quick and easy. If you needed something from the front desk, it was right there. If you needed something from a store, it was right there. You know, the breakfast area was right there, which I thought was rather small. I wasn't impressed with their breakfast area.
Well,
for the quick service breakfast.
I don't even remember the quick service.
Yeah,
the first
morning.
Coffee house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was not happy with that.
Yeah, that was not really.
And I think our biggest disappointment is we got coffee, and the coffee just wasn't good.
No.
Yeah. I've been in there at like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., and they have like free coffee set up. Or maybe
oh, really?
Just there by mistake.
Why are you up at these hours?
Yes.
Because when you come over from Georgia, the East Coast, and you go to the West Coast, you're like, hey,
that's
I got...
True. You are not a 6 a.m. riser.
Do you know why? There, you do you know why he came? He was in there at 3 a.m.? Because of Bob snoring.
No.
That's got to be it. Between him and Donna, because, you know, for people who don't know, we all went out to Disneyland last August, and Bob and Steve and Donna shared a room. And from what I hear, there was a lot of snoring going on over there.
Well, I I've said this before, you know, to wake up and see a person missing from your room, given my background, okay, I immediately thought alien abduction.
You're like,
I mean, the bed came was for his tonsils. Made, I mean, it wasn't disturbed in any way. I mean, he had made up the bed perfectly.
Oh,
so yeah. It, bed? That's so
as if he ever does that.
I was trying to find like a dead cow carcass to throw on the bed, but I just. You know, it's very hard to find one of those around Disneyland.
Well, right. I mean, they do such a good job of cleaning up. It's so hard.
Yeah, they remove those as quickly as they come.
Yeah.
I hate that I can't find a good dead carcass.
it freaked me out. I mean, the first time it happened, but you get used to Steve. Apparently, like he'll do this, and then he'll walk in, and they'll say, "Oh yeah, I've been out taking pictures for like." You know, 4 hours since 3 a.m. taking pictures of like what? Why did you wear a trench coat?
Okay, I would just like to state he does not own a trench coat.
Okay,
I may be
exaggerating a little bit, but the first part is true. I mean, he literally will wake up at these odd hours on these trips and apparently go and take photographs. So he's got great shots of Disneyland undisturbed because nobody's awake at that hour.
Yeah, he does that on cruises too.
Oh yeah,
he just disappears.
Are great. Cruises are great. Well, every time the last times I was on cruises, Amber was little or Brooke was little, and I was always having to walk them around and try to get them to go back to sleep at odd hours. So you get out there and you get to get photos of pretty much everything, and there's nobody around.
Yeah, and they reset every night.
Yeah, they're up cleaning all night long. Yeah, but cruises are really good for that.
We digress.
But anyway, so you did Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah, Disneyland Hotel. It's a nice place, very classic.
Right. And wouldn't you say it's? I mean, the theme is more like the, or close to, sort of like the contemporary.
Yes.
If I had to pick one to compare it to, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And the rooms are spacious.
Right, and it just got remodeled. What, like a
less than a year ago.
A year ago, I mean, they finally finished. So the rooms are really nice. I will agree.
Yeah, and the headboard lights up like it does at the Royal Guest Rooms.
Oh, we found that by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what else it does? The headboard sings you music to go to sleep by.
Yes.
Oh, well, I would have done that for you, Lauren. I mean,
you would have hummed for me.
Yeah, you should have called us.
I should have just called you, Bob.
Well, you know what? We couldn't because the phone didn't work.
Yeah, that's right. Our phone didn't work. That
we had two phones
problem.
In the room. They didn't work.
Okay. Well, that is really, really, really nice. I mean, every time I've seen pictures of the Disneyland Hotel, looks, and the pool area, I mean, was redone.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, the pool, they have the monorail slide pool, and that one has two water slides. And then there's the D-ticket pool, which is kind of cute. There's a water play area, and then the private cabanas that are down by the pool. And these are available for rent, and you can get these for half a day or a whole day, and it's actually pretty reasonable. Do you remember what they cost?
I don't have my notes in front of me. Wait,
I do. Let me find it. Actually, it's going to take me more than a minute. So, Lauren, tell me what your impression was on the pools.
The pools, I thought the pools were, I mean, we didn't get a chance to go in them, but we walked around them, and the slide was really, really neat. They had the two different monorail slides, and they had the big pool that kind of looked like it was shaped like a Mickey head almost, but it might have been more like a flower. I can't tell. And they had the cabanas out there with it. They do have the Trader Sam's, and they have a lounge area with a big fireplace.
It's kind of like a tropical area too. It's kind of like Polynesian with palm trees. Yeah, with all the lush tropical plants and palm trees and kind of a Polynesian feel. And then I think Trader Sam's and a restaurant is off to one side that kind of has that Polynesian look to it also.
Yeah, Trader Sam's is really cool.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because that is kind of
a little
different.
Hyped up. It's a bar and bar restaurant, and it has your bar seating and it has tables as well, not to mention patio seating, and then if you wanted to, you could probably extend it all the way out to the fireplace seating area. But it's very dark and well themed and kind of crazy. You know, it's very wild and very, I don't know, native? I don't know the right word. Very,
very Polynesian.
Yeah.
Well, what makes it so eclectic?
I mean, inside it's totem poles and what do they have, that bell thing? What was the bell thing, Lisa? Because you went back.
Yeah, I went back. They have, whenever you order certain drinks, they have a little fanfare that goes along with the individual drinks. So if you order, I don't know drink names, but you order this drink and then they have the ship start rocking in the stormy waters and then it sinks, and another one has lightning going off, and another drink has bells that go off, and you know, it's noisy, loud, dark, but then flashing lights. It's almost like a disco.
It's almost like the tiki room.
Yeah, it's similar to
with
the
alcohol.
Tiki room.
With alcohol.
And then
by the way, there are a lot of times you really need the alcohol.
I was going to say the tiki room would be excellent with alcohol. It would be so much better.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of like yeah, and it's like Tiki Room meets Adventurers Club meets a bar.
It's neat. Yeah, it's not really big inside, but I thought it was neat that you would, you know, you could spend some time in there and you would wait for somebody to order a particular drink and then just to see what, you know, what would happen.
Some sort of shenanigans is bound to happen.
They have like right outside the Tiki Bar, they have this big huge brick fireplace with cushioned seating all around. If you want to just kind of sit out and relax, it's so pretty. It's just so pretty. It's so well done.
Yeah, I thought it was really cute. I mean, we went there. We weren't there very long. We went there for a meetup.
Yep.
And it was sort of, it was cute. Steve, what did you have? You were the only one who was drinking.
I don't know. They have all kinds of tiki drinks and different things, like everyone was saying, happen when they do different different drinks, and it'll rain, or they'll spray people, or they have a ship in a bottle that sinks. And then there are certain things that happen if you sit in certain chairs around the bar, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but there are certain things that happen. And then if you look out
tell us later, because we didn't have to.
Yeah, if you sit at
that.
The bar long enough, certain things happen to certain people. And then if you look out the windows, there's a volcano, and something. And when you order certain drinks, the volcano erupts. And then during the winter time, all the scenes in the windows change to where it snows and a blizzard comes, and different things happen during the winter time that during the holidays that don't happen normally. So they change it up for the seasons.
That's good, because so many of the people that go are going to be locals.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's a real small, dark, fun little place. It's not a massive, huge bar. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it can't seat more than like 40 people inside.
Yeah.
No, it's small, definitely.
Yeah,
but outside,
it's definitely small.
It's very spacious outside. And even though you
but
get
But it's not
some...
the same effect outside.
No.
No. Yeah. Outside is a nice casual tiki torches and under the palm trees and the lights.
But
which is
they've
very
got heaters
the
out
dark.
There too, because yeah. It's chilly at night. So it's just a really cool place to check out. And there were a lot of people checking it out.
Yeah.
All right.
I was
so
too
what...
tired. So real quick, back to the cabanas, just to let people know. There are 4 private cabanas. They can be rented and reserved 60 days out. You have a max of 8 people. There's 2 different ways to do it. A half day from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 for $110. Or a full day from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for $185.
And that's not really bad if you have 8 people or even 6 people and splitting the cost.
Yeah,
it's not bad. It really wasn't a bad, but they do only have 4. So I would definitely, if it's something you want, book it 60 days out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Let's see, what else did we do?
We got to see some penthouses.
We did. We got to see some really awesome specialty rooms. And let's see, we saw 2. We saw the Mickey Mouse penthouse.
Which
that
was awesome. I want to live there.
Holy cow. How many did they say how many square feet that was?
No, it was huge.
How much was it a night? 4,000 a night. I would say it's the size of 4 or 5 regular rooms.
Oh, it's bigger than that.
Because you've got you've got the bedroom on the left. You've got a wet bar area. No, you've got a bar. You've got a regular size dining room. You've got
a living room.
You've got
a second bedroom
with the full bath.
Yeah, it's 3 full baths.
Absolutely huge. And
2 doors, 2 entries.
Yeah.
And what is this lovely penthouse cost per night?
$4,000.
Oh, it's a bargain.
Drop
put
in
me
the
down,
bucket.
Put me down for a month.
We were wondering why they didn't put all 40 of us in there.
We would have made it work.
We would have all been fine with that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really nice. Well, Lauren, you're going to have to. Lauren got some really, really good shots of
Yeah,
of
I'm
going to
put some up on Malice Chat. I'll go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, on the Facebook page. That would be really great.
We were always lagging.
I kind of thought some of the furniture was a little maybe too bright in that Mickey Mouse suite, given it's red.
It didn't come off that way.
It came off as black and white, and then a little pop of the red and the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
With a little blue mixed in.
It was very well done.
It was done tastefully.
Okay.
Like the master bedroom was very, very discreet. Like it didn't really have.
Yeah,
a lot.
No, that looked good. I mean, there was a picture of chairs that you took, and I was like, ooh, I don't know, that's kind of bold. Even
that
for me, that was kind of bold.
Kind of
that
bold.
Bold. You know, like it popped almost too much. But
the kids' bathroom is very yellow and red and black and white. Like that one's very
openly
bright. Yeah,
Mickey.
Okay,
they have like the kids' bedroom has. It has like a desk that you can actually write on with I can't even describe it.
Digitally. It's like an iPad built into the desktop where you can doodle.
It's really
cool.
Oh, yeah, it was really cool.
There's a picture of that. You can see it on my page.
And your page is?
Lauren's Pixie Vacations on Facebook. And I'm going to put it on Mouse Chat too. I just need to. It's a slow and steady process. The other one we saw was the Adventureland Suite, right? That was really cool.
The Adventureland Suite was so well themed.
Yeah.
If you think Mickey was over the top, then this might be more up your alley. Not as big, but just the attention to detail. This one had that little cabana cove, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like a single bed where someone could sleep out in the living room area, but it's almost like this hidden cove.
It had like curtains that you could pull.
Yeah. We were checking the bookcases to see if there were any secret passageways.
There was. There was a door. There was a closet.
Yep. There was a closet next to the bed. So it was really neat.
There were two really, really cool things in there. One was the second bedroom, not the master, but the second bedroom. That one was a canvas wall and canvas roof. So it was like a tent.
Yeah. You were like,
it really
camping.
Felt like you were in a tent.
Because they had it draped. It was a high ceiling, and they managed to drape it as if you were in a tent.
Pretty cool.
It was really neat. And then we were in the bathroom for like an hour, I think.
Yeah. In the master bathroom.
It was like that thing was unreal. Sauna almost.
Well, it was a shower, and then, it was its own little cave. It had a sauna right off of it. It'd probably fit two, maybe three people.
Huh.
Two people, I think, would be good.
Well, it depends on how close
Unless,
you are.
Well, it depends on what you're doing. Yeah.
It's all relative. Hopefully they're not all relatives, but anyway. It was cool. Definitely. Yeah.
And is that suite also $4,000 a night?
No, I don't know that we got pricing
we
for
did
that
not.
One.
We did not get pricing.
I would imagine it probably is.
It's got to be
close to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wonder how often they get booked.
They weren't able to show us the Fairy Tale Suite or the Big Thunder Suite or the Pirates of the Caribbean Suite because they were booked.
Oh, okay. God.
So they definitely
those are awesome themes.
Yeah. So those are the five theme rooms. You've got Pirates, Mickey Mouse Penthouse, the Fairy Tale Suite, the Big Thunder Suite, and then the Adventureland Suite.
I actually kind of like, I don't think Walt Disney World has anything like that in terms of theme suites.
No,
I mean, I know they have presidential suites and, I mean, really beautiful suites at a lot of the deluxe resorts, but we don't have anything quite like this. So that's neat.
No, that was unique.
Oh, and some of the bathroom tiling with the Mickey theme colors and amazing. Just, I want my bathroom like that. And Steve's going to be thrilled
Steve,
when it comes
Steve, get
to fruition.
To it. you heard the woman, Steve. You need to...
Get on that.
You know, and you could do something very similar. You could do, you know, about six rows of black tile going around and then have a couple rows of what would come next. I guess you'd go down to some red. White. And then red and then yellow. And I think that'd be pretty cool.
I got to tell you, I bet the closest I come is putting red and black hand towels in my bathroom.
No, there was...
calling that a Mickey-themed.
Lauren, I don't know if you noticed at the Disneyland Hotel where we were in the shower, the tiles had that very subtle Mickey.
Yes.
That was cool.
You could barely see it.
Right. You had to be at the right angle because it would catch the light. It's almost like seeing... glossy paint against flat paint, same color but different texture, and so they'd have these little Mickey heads, and just on one row going around at eye level, it was neat. I like those. I would love to buy those tiles.
Yeah. So and what the, was
the
oh,
standard
sorry.
Room? Sorry, the standard rooms in the Disneyland Hotel are very subtle and very tastefully done.
Okay, what was the next resort you saw? I mean,
next we went over to Paradise Pier.
Paradise Pier.
Oh. Yeah.
And I have
Bob's
to say,
favorite.
I highly recommend it. I really thought it was a great resort.
I saw nothing wrong with it, and
I do think it needs to be gutted.
Oh,
I didn't mind
though?
It.
I think it has the best views of the parks.
It does.
If
the views are amazing,
and the price difference is not that much.
Well, and
for
people
a theme park view there.
People think about Paradise Pier as being like a value resort, and then the Disneyland Hotel as...
And it is definitely their value resort.
It is
like
their value resort,
but it's
price-wise...
compared to Disney World, too.
Yeah. Right.
It's more like a moderate.
It's probably, to me, I thought it was, size-wise, a moderate plus.
Yeah.
You know, better than most moderates, bigger, and especially with the room views and.
Yeah, and I don't know that I consider the Disneyland Hotel a moderate.
No, I'd put that as.
I think that's like your Animal Kingdom deluxe.
Yeah, your deluxe minus, perhaps.
I think that the only problem that the Disney or the Paradise Pier has is the lobby. It's kind of a dated look, but I mean, it's sufficient for what you need. The location is
and
so good.
Honestly,
the elevators are slow.
The elevators are slow. If you're really in a hurry to get upstairs.
And honestly, the pool. Not a big fan of the pool. The slide was cute, but the regular pool was like a regular rectangle, no theme, no.
There's not much to it, but it is. I mean, location wise, it is great because you can walk out of there, walk through the Grand Californian Hotel, which I know you're going to get to, and be right in the downtown Disney area. So it is very, very convenient. But then again, all of the hotels on site at Disneyland are very convenient to the parks.
That is
nice. I mean, did you smuggle out one of the beach balls off the beds? Because that's like $200 if you take one of those.
Wasn't it like $75 or something?
It was like $200. Yeah,
Bob was obsessed with the fact that they had left a note saying, you know, if this ball bounces into your luggage, we're going to charge you X amount of dollars.
Well, who would want it? First of all, what luggage do you have that's big enough? I mean, with the price of luggage and what you pay for the airlines, why would you smuggle a giant ugly beach ball home and then the fact that they're charging you like, and I want to say it was more than 75, but you might be right. It was humorous to me.
You know what though? The views, like they showed us one of the theme park view rooms, and a lot of the rooms are theme park view rooms there. And when we asked them the price difference, I don't remember what the amount was, but it was not that much of a difference.
No.
And the view of California Adventure from there is beautiful. Like,
there's
you can
no need to get
see,
a standard room.
Like, it's unbelievable. Like, you could even probably see World of Color from some of those rooms.
Didn't you guys have a ton of problems with your room before I got there?
Yes, we had a ton of problems with the air conditioning where it didn't work. And so they called up maintenance, and maintenance came out right away and supposedly fixed it. And actually, I think those guys were giving you directions. You had called.
Were they the ones? I thought
yes,
that
they
was
were
all
the
from
ones.
Steve.
Well,
well
he
then
was
I've
getting,
been cursing you out for the last 9 months, Steve. And
yeah,
I guess
he's, no,
you.
He. Who do you think we got the directions from? It was those guys.
Oh, that's terrible.
But yeah, so they supposedly fixed it, and then come back to the room later on and it still wasn't working, so they had to come up again, and then I think it died the next day. So that was kind of but that was just one room. I don't know. I mean, the hardest part for me with that reconciling it is you have the Disneyland Hotel, which was beautifully refurbished, really, really nice, and of course the Grand Californian, which again I know you're going to talk about, and is stunning, really, hotel. And then you have Paradise Pier, which I think could be really, really nice, but I really do think that they need to just gut it floor by floor and redo the rooms, redo the pool area.
The pool area definitely is dated.
And redo the lobby because it is dated and it is small. Open it up, and it could be something really special.
But didn't they just redo the pool?
At Paradise Pier?
They did. I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, they were redoing it when we were there, and that was a year and a half ago, maybe?
I mean, it's just like a... It's like a nothing. I mean, it's not...
It's like... You know what it's like? It's like staying at... not like a Hyatt. It's not as nice as a Hyatt. Maybe like a, I don't know, like a nicer Holiday Inn. That's probably.
Yeah, the rooms are like that. Yeah. But I think the rooms are a little bit bigger and they do sleep five.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They do, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said majority of their rooms will sleep five.
So it can definitely be a, I mean, if you're heart set on staying on property and you don't want to spend a ton of money, and or you have a larger party, it is a nice option.
But really, the price difference between Paradise Pier and Disneyland Hotel is not always that much.
Right. Right. I think it was when we were going, but...
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was pretty substantial.
Yeah, it's usually only a couple hundred.
Because we would have stayed... I think we would have stayed at Disneyland Hotel if...
I still like the views there.
Well, yeah. Each one has something different to offer, so it's a toss-up.
Yeah. I'd stay at any of the three. For me, and I know that everyone, you know, it's so convenient there to be off-site, but I still like the idea of being on.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, all right. So share with us then the grandeur and the beauty and your impressions of Grand Californian.
Sure. Very similar to wilderness.
Like an upscale wilderness.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to say I don't agree at all. I think Grand California, I mean, it's a similar idea, but I think I love that. That's my favorite Disney hotel. So,
yeah. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
I love the room with the fireplace.
The bathrooms don't have the best lighting. That's my only beep.
The rooms remind me of wilderness, though.
No, they're nicer. They're much nicer. The furniture's nicer.
Newer.
The carpeting is.
I think they're certainly bigger than wilderness. Yeah. The lobby itself, too, is. I mean, you pull up and you see the green roof, and you're thinking, "It's Wilderness Lodge out in California. Why did I come all the way out here to see this?"
Yeah.
And then you go through those doors, and you are just
immediately
taken aback. I mean, with the huge, huge ceilings, that lobby is massive. I mean, if the Disneyland lobby is just right and Paradise Pier is too small, this is like.
It's huge.
It's
overcompensation.
I could not get good pictures in there.
Mm-mm. No, you can't take good pictures. I can't anyway because I stink at taking pictures. But those fireplaces are gorgeous.
Oh, my God. I love that.
And they're like in different, you know, the fact that they have three as opposed to like Wilderness Lodge, which is one. There's two, I guess, in Wilderness Lodge if you go over to DVC. But, yeah, I love that. I love that resort.
To me, it's like an upscale Wilderness Lodge mixed with an upscale Grand Floridian.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's kind of got a really grand. Oh, I used and that's in the title, right? So
funny how that works.
Gosh, no, it's awesome. No, I love that resort. Thomas and I stayed there. We stayed there for 5 nights, and it was worth every penny. Because you can just go downstairs and you walk out and you walk into DCA, you know.
That is so neat.
Yeah, that is neat.
Oh, and the room service at Grand Californian Hotel, really, really good, even at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I have to say I wasn't.
What, were you hanging out with Steve?
No. Before we put on our trench coats and took photos. Yeah. No. Well, Donna and I were out there a couple years ago prior to our Mexican Riviera cruise, and we stayed one or two nights, and the night we arrived, we got in really, really late, and they had 24-hour room service, and we're like, well, we'll see. It's probably just going to be adequate, but what else are you going to get at this hour?
Yeah.
And it was really good. I mean, the food was fresh and great burger, great service. It was fast.
It wasn't awful. I wasn't that impressed by it. And it was a lot of money, too.
It is a lot of money. It was definitely a lot of money. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm not suggesting that you do that as a regular thing. But, yeah.
It's definitely a step up from, I think, the room service you would get at Disney World in general.
Now here's the other thing. Don't all of the resorts, the on-site resorts at Disneyland, offer free Wi-Fi? I know that.
I got free Wi-Fi there. Yeah.
Grand Californian, I know, does. What about Disneyland Hotel?
They did offer free Wi-Fi.
They did. I think all the resorts offer free Wi-Fi, which is nice. It's not always great, I've found, but
at
least
ever?
It was. but that is nice. And I think they were doing that before Walt Disney World was offering that same thing. So, but yeah, I mean, that's just. I don't know. I just love that resort. Yeah.
The other thing they have, which I think is great, is the Pinocchio's workshop.
Oh yeah, the little child care area.
The child care area.
Right.
We got a chance to go in there and check that out.
Can I just say something about that?
What?
My son stayed there. I thought it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, they just weren't as interactive. I mean, terrible is an overstatement, but you know, you get spoiled by how energetic and excited my kids use the kids clubs all the time at Disney World. So you're kind of used to that. You know, they're excited. They're energetic. They're, you know, I didn't find any of that at the kids club at California, Grand Californian. I'm a little disappointed in them. They did, however, there's like a ton of paperwork you have to fill out, whereas at Florida, they don't have the same requirements. So you just drop your kid off and you tell them what they eat and you get a phone number and you're done. At Grand Californian, I literally had to provide like medical information.
But it's not, and it's not that pricey either. If it was something you did decide to do, they do it from 5 p.m. to midnight, nightly, ages 5 to 12.
And the fee, I like how they did that. 5 to 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fee is $13 per hour per child with a two-hour minimum.
I just didn't like it. I don't know. I'm spoiled. You can't beat the Neverland Club at Disney World, so.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that the Grand Californian has is excellent restaurants and probably yeah. most known for Napa Rose.
Yep.
So for excellent dining. And then they also have, for guests staying there, a viewing area for World of Color where you can go out and use the viewing area, and it's open to any guest at the Grand Californian. You can see, you get a view of World of Color from up there. I wouldn't do that as a first time seeing the show, but if you want a different perspective high above, you know, everything, you don't want to worry about crowds and getting fast passes for World of Color and all that stuff, that is an option.
Speaking of the food, did you guys ate at Storytellers? Did you
we
have
did.
Dinner there? How
we
was
ate dinner
that?
There. I didn't like it. I'm sure the breakfast with the characters is a different situation.
That's what we did, yeah.
We did the dinner, and there was no characters. It was just a buffet dinner. It was probably my least favorite meal of the week.
Yeah, but it was also one of our last, and I do think that because we were so full, food was just painful
yeah,
at that
no,
point.
No, I don't think that. The food wasn't really that
the
great.
The food was not that great, but...
It was okay.
It was okay. Edible. It was not $32 good.
Mm-mm.
No. We had breakfast there, and it was great. I mean, the food was fantastic. The only thing that was bad was the biscuits and gravy because, you know, I live in the South. I mean, those weren't biscuits, and that wasn't gravy. But
and I've never had that.
I know. Well, we're going to change that.
Chris is making that for me.
Exactly.
I've never had that either.
You haven't had? How is that even possible?
Doesn't sound appealing.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Ew.
You need to go to Chris's room in July.
I know. Apparently. I'm making biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, but, you get biscuits and gravy. I get hot dogs in a coffee pot.
Well, we can all
have
a kitchen.
Grilled cheese.
You're more than welcome to join us. Actually, Chris Sharps is making the biscuits and gravy because he made the mistake of calling himself the biscuits and gravy king in front of me, and I was like, "Well, you need to prove it." So
yeah, so we're all having biscuits and gravy.
Yes.
Very nice.
Biscuits and gravy are an awesome Southern food, and they had them on the buffet there, and I was like, ooh, biscuits and gravy. It was terrible. But everything else was really good.
And just to clarify for people that maybe lost, Storytellers Cafe is also at the Grand Californian.
It is. And I loved it for breakfast, and it was, I thought, a pretty good deal. And they also brought out a platter of Mickey waffles, which were cute. So yeah, I'm sorry you had a bad experience there.
Now, Goofy's Kitchen, I thought the breakfast brunch there, that's in the Disneyland Hotel, that was a very good meal. They kind of had a brunch, though. It was a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I thought it was weird. I was like, hot dogs for breakfast? All right.
But I like
I tried peanut butter pizza just because peanut butter and jelly pizza just because I saw it. I was like, I have to try that.
And what was that like?
It was a weird combination. It wasn't bad,
was it hot?
But it was a weird combination. Yeah, it was hot.
Because the peanut butter looked kind of melty.
Yeah.
Oh, the pizza, yeah. I took a picture of it. I was afraid to try it, though.
I tried it. I wanted to see
how bad
it was.
Can it be? Crust
I know,
with
well,
peanut
I figured...
butter and jelly.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was just weird. It was different.
Well, you know what? I say that because I guess I've had toasted peanut butter and jelly where you...
Oh.
You're
so hungry.
So. So, yeah, I like warm peanut butter.
Yeah, I can see your point with that, actually.
Yeah.
All right, so that
moving
covers
on.
That covers the on-site before you get started all about the debating about the wonders of peanut butter and different types of peanut butter.
What, you're afraid we're going to go off on a tangent somewhere?
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, we're very focused here.
So let's talk about off-site hotels at Disneyland.
He's
because
so bossy.
That is a big thing. Well, it comes with the nature of the job. And I don't have a secretary anymore, so I need to boss around
something. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's incredibly sexist. Two shows in a row, the men on this show have made very sexist remarks.
I think we should beat them.
Oh, please. As soon as I see both of them, whack.
But no, I mean, off-site hotels at Disneyland are a big thing because there's so many of them that are so close to the parks. I mean, literally walking distance to the parks and are a nice, affordable option if you don't want to or can't afford to stay on property. So I know you guys, Lauren and Lisa, had the chance to review some of them and see some of them. So why don't you share your thoughts?
Okay. You want to start with the Annabella?
Yeah, I was actually very impressed with – we saw four off-site hotels or, as they say, good neighbor resorts or hotels here. And I liked all of them. I think I could find a couple flaws with one or two things that – weren't my favorite aspects, but overall, nothing grossed me out, if that helps.
Well, clean.
Yeah, like the Annabella was
very old,
and it was, you could tell it was old.
It was clean.
Yeah, and it was clean, but I think it was also unique.
Yeah, and it had nice size rooms. It wasn't like really, really tiny rooms. Big resort.
I wouldn't say they had big rooms, but they definitely weren't small. And I think that helps. We saw some that had some much larger rooms, but it's just a huge property. You see this storefront, you know, so to speak, and it takes up, you know, 50 to 70 feet wide. It goes back for about 3 days and just huge. And how many properties? It was three properties previously.
Something like that.
They've combined into one. So that kind of tells you how big the property is or could be.
They were super nice there.
Yeah, they were.
But the thing, my biggest drawback with that hotel was the window air conditioning units.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
That does not work for me. And that actually would stop me from possibly sending somebody there.
I think it definitely dates it.
Yeah. And it's also, to me, it also, you know, those are really hard to regulate. It's hard to sleep with that if you're not used to it. Like somebody who's used to it, I think that's one thing, but not many people have window AC units anymore.
No. I did jot down some notes that just are some general notes and facts about the Annabella Hotel. It is considered a moderate. So the pricing is going to be right in the middle there for you. It is on 7 acres. Seven stinking acres. It's comprised of 10 buildings, has two pools. The guests love this resort or hotel. They're hotels out here. I got to switch my jargon. Because it is literally across the street from Disney property.
Yeah.
And so you just, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, consistently you hear people talk about it on Disney boards and stuff as being recommended.
Yeah. 352 rooms, and they have 12 different room types, which is interesting. We saw a standard room, and it was pretty darn standard. We saw another room that was... Do you have this picture posted, Lauren?
Not yet.
The L-shaped room?
Yeah.
And I don't recall what it was called, but it's essentially two separate areas where you've got the queen-size bed that is in the main area. And then at the foot of the bed is a couch, which faces the TV and the dresser area. And then to the right of the bed is the bathroom, which is the back half of the room. And then the other half, the back past the TV, there's a double bed, which is in a little cove. And this is where you'd stick your kids. And they get some privacy. You can watch some TV, stay up later. It's not excessive space, but I liked the uniqueness of the room. So the open space is an L, and then the open part in the L is the bathroom. So if that makes any sense at all. And then the room next to that was the kids' retreat, or the kids' bunks, where they had bunk beds. They had two sets of bunk beds, I think it was.
No.
The kids' suite.
One
they
set.
Had queen They had a queen, they had a set of bunks, and then they had a day bed. So that one sleeps five. And that's in the kids' suite.
Cool.
Yeah. What else? Plantation shutters in every room. It's a certified green property by the state of California. They have the lifts in the pools. That's a requirement for California. There is plenty of parking. And
they have a tangerine grill.
Mm-hmm.
They have a restaurant.
Yep. They have a $4 per night parking fee, but when you book through Disney, because this is a good neighbor, that parking fee is waived or included, whichever way you look at it. That L-shaped room is called a premier room, and it sleeps six. How did it sleep six?
The couch pulled out.
The couch pulled out. You're right. You're right. So that also gives you a frame of reference on how big the area is, because you could pull that couch out. They had fake wood floors, but they actually looked nice. There was no carpet, so you did have these fake hardwoods, which I'm sure Chris probably wouldn't like. Very big vanity area. I remember this. You have probably this counter space or this vanity area that was 7 or 8 feet long. And that was nice, kind of separate from the showering and toilet area. Go ahead. I was going to say another feature of this is that some of the rooms and some of the locations at this place, you can hear the screams from California Screamin'. Kind of neat. Hmm.
They also have an adults-only area. They have an adults-only pool with lounge chairs. And they have a regular main pool as well. And they have a fitness center and a salon and spa. The fitness center's teeny tiny.
Yeah. Do you remember the Casita suite? It sleeps three. It has a side room for a twin bed.
Yeah.
I can't picture it.
I have a picture of it.
Okay, you describe that one because I can't picture it. I just have my notes on it.
That one has a queen bed with a bathroom on the side of it, similar to the way the other ones were laid out. But where that one had the bunk beds, it has a twin bed.
Hmm. Okay. I don't remember. They also have the option of ordering a rollaway for $20 per night. You can do that as well. The pools are very unthemed, very standard, very boring, if you ask me. But they're wet and they're cool.
Yeah, I think all the good neighbors are like that for the most part. Some of them aren't, but for the most part.
Yeah, you're not going to have a whole lot of fanfare Maybe. With the pools. But they have two. They have one for everyone, and then they have one quiet pool. And the quiet pool was very private and cozy. I remember that. And someone else pointed out at the Tangerine Bar, it's a patio and restaurant bar type area, and their drinks started at $5, which was pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've got on the Annabella.
Yeah. It was nice. It wasn't my favorite.
It wasn't, because it did have an old feel to it.
Yeah, and I'm really not into the old feel, so that's probably why it wasn't my favorite. It was clean. It was nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't not stay there.
No. Okay. Well, no, I actually wouldn't stay there because of the air conditioning.
But if it keeps you cool.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, that's something that would be a break, a deal breaker for me.
All right, so then we headed off to the Courtyard Marriott.
Which is recently renovated.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just did the lobby in January. And then they're going to renovate the rooms. Those are expected to be finished somewhere between the fall of this year, 13, or early in 14. So that's when that'll all be completed.
I didn't really... This was a regular Courtyard Marriott to me. This wasn't anything...
Yeah, and I agree. Nothing is terribly special about this. They have 153 rooms. 100 of them are just queens. They may have a twin chair bed. So if you have five people, you could sleep here, but you'd have to request that type of arrangement. And then you've got 25 king rooms. It's a very basic Courtyard Marriott. They've got a Ruth's Chris. They have a Starbucks.
Well, they have their new food court area too that they have.
The bistro concept.
The bistro, yeah.
And yeah, it's interesting, but does it make me want to stay there? No.
No.
No. But it was clean and it was fine, but I don't think it had anything that would draw me in.
No, definitely not.
I don't have a whole lot more to say about that. They have meeting space. They have a laundry room. You know, some of the rooms offer bunk beds, but so Lauren, third hotel that we went to, Residence Inn.
Yep. Marriott.
Anaheim.
I think this was a unique property.
I like this.
I liked it. Yeah. It was a unique property. It also an old feeling property.
Yeah.
But
this one, they consider condo-style garden resort, where you have individual bungalows. There are 25 buildings here that encompass 20 rooms. And it's pretty neat.
Yeah, like the lobby was nothing really major. It was just kind of blah.
No.
The grounds are okay. They're not beautiful. Like, there were some areas that were really pretty. The rooms were not, the standard rooms were kind of small, I thought. But then you go into the rooms with the, you know, they're like two bedroom condos.
Yeah, you get into some fancy things. They have three different room types. And as far as general amenities, they do offer free parking. There are no extra fees. They offer a free breakfast buffet, which is very important to some people.
Yes.
They have a gatehouse where everyone kind of gathers to eat and they can play games. Again, we're looking at a standard rectangular pool.
They have barbecues too, don't they?
They do. They have grills that you can use, gas grills. So if you wanted to grill out some chicken and burgers and ribs, you're welcome to use those.
And they have pretty much a full kitchen, refrigerator, stove.
Right. They have all that.
Dishwasher. They have all that.
You know what I loved about this one? They allow pets.
Yeah, see, that does not excite me.
Oh, you wouldn't bring Gracie?
No, are you kidding? you know how much money it would cost me to fix
everything? As long as I don't get a
destroyed?
Pet room without a pet. they break those out, right? Pet rooms.
They didn't say, but you do pay an extra.
They do charge a pet cleaning fee.
Yeah, it's $100 pet fee.
Whether you have one dog or five.
You can't have five. You can have up to two pets. Nice try.
What about cats?
You can have up to
two cats.
You can bring a cat.
Wow.
A litter box is recommended.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Let's see what else. They have a fire pit. The fire pit was nice.
Yeah.
It wasn't grand, but it was nice.
Yeah, it was okay.
And they have some other amenities. They've got the volleyball courts, basketball, kind of volleyball, basketball. They've got a laundry facility. They do have gluten-free accommodations, which was interesting. But it's California, so that's not terribly surprising.
When you say
surprising.
Gluten-free, you mean like you're going to walk into the room and there won't be flour on the floor?
Pretty
that's
much.
Always,
they keep that at bay.
That's always a plus.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I am licking like the things in the room. So if there's flour, it's an issue for me.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Well.
I got the better roommate with Steve. At least he only disappears in the middle of the night.
He's lying to you because he's IMing me going, hey, do you want to go to Disneyland? Do you mind staying in the room with me and Donna? I'm like, oh.
Don't even try
it, Bob. You
I only lick
me.
Things at Fantasyland because I just
That's
wanted to
true.
Get there first. And,
right.
and then make sure that I could tell
That's...
Chris that I licked everything. So
too bad I got it before you and licked it first.
And see, and this is why I get sick whenever I go to the parks.
Yep.
You know, and I wonder it's because you guys are going around licking things in the room. And this is why, you know, if you ever wondered why you need to bring, you know, wet naps or whatever with you and wipe everything down, these two guys.
Clorox wipes.
That's exactly. Steve. Clorox wipes were invented for people like Steve and Chris.
Okay, back to the Residence Inn main gate.
Yes.
Chris, Lauren, sorry. Do you remember what you said you loved best about this place? Really?
No, I know what I didn't like where it was located behind the highway.
They kept notes, very specific notes on what the guests
wanted.
Oh,
that's right.
and they would accommodate whatever it is that you wanted, whether it's location or, you know, they'll do your grocery shopping for you, put them all away, and they don't charge for this. They charge actual cost, no service fee. That's kind of neat. They have one bedroom suites, which are really neat. They have two queens, a full size sofa. There's a fireplace. There's a full kitchen, and they will they stock it with, of course, your utensils and whatever you need. But they'll do your groceries too if you want. There's a table in there. They're gonna do your dishes, and this has daily housekeeping. A lot of DVC members are used to that twice a week service, but this is daily.
Yeah, I like Marriott. I like the Residence Inn. I like all of their brands.
Marriott's good.
They've always been really nice.
Oh, and then there's a big living room with very confusing Disney pictures.
Yes, they were under debate.
We couldn't figure out who the characters were. We couldn't tell if it was Baby Goofy or Baby Clarabelle. We didn't know who it was.
Huh.
Yeah, it was interesting. But then there's a studio suite, which has a queen-size bed and a full sofa. It also has the full kitchen and the fireplace and the table. So that one, very nice if that fits your family. And then we went to the penthouse. You know what? I never went upstairs on the penthouse.
Oh, I did.
I was manning
the
water.
But you know what? I've stayed in that exact one in Boston.
Well, cool.
It was the exact same layout.
With the penthouse, it is a two-level arrangement. There's an open loft with a king situated up there. There's also a bathroom upstairs. And then there's a bedroom with two queens and a full bath off of the living room area. There is a small dining room in the kitchen, or dining table, sorry, in the kitchen. And again, you have your fireplace. But the two levels makes it look pretty snazzy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, Lisa, you know what stopped you from going upstairs? The cookies.
That may be. No, it wasn't the cookies. I was actually passing out water at that point.
It was the cookies. The cookies stopped you dead in your tracks.
I did have two, maybe three. They were good.
And they all have the shuttle. They all have shuttles, right? That go take you over to Disneyland that leave regularly. Well, didn't you guys stay at the Hyatt and take the shuttle?
Yeah, they have shuttles.
Yeah, we went to the Hyatt Orange County, which was fabulous. We could review that one too. Yeah, we can go over that one too. We'll do that now. It's probably on the outskirts, and it's funny because when you think about Disney World versus Disneyland and you think about something that's on the outskirts of where all the hotels are, we were probably one of the furthest from the park entrances, and it was a 10-minute cab ride. And if we were on Disney property, it's easily 15 to 20 minutes, 25 minutes between resorts. And a park if you're going to the Magic Kingdom. So that was interesting. Just about, yeah. You could walk from so many of these resorts or take a very short shuttle or cab ride. Our cab rides ran $11.40, I think.
Yep.
And so easy peasy. I like that. But
yeah,
the Hyatt where we stayed, very nice, very clean, very big, very impressive. Very professional and definitely on the higher end of the scale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Great service.
You know, you pull up and you see so many different resorts. You're like, oh, that one looks old. Oh, that one looks yucky. And you pull up to this one. You're like, okay, I'll stay here.
Yeah, this is good. This will work.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
And it had a Starbucks. You can't beat that. So. Okay.
And then...
Now we're going over to the Sheraton Anaheim.
My favorite.
I like this one.
This was my favorite hotel that we saw, the Good Neighbors.
Okay, so tell us about that one.
This one, just from the outside, it looked like, how would you describe it?
Like looked like something in Germany or in...
German village or something, yeah. So when you see the outside, you don't expect it to be as nice as it is inside. The lobby was very pretty. The
fish tanks.
Yeah, they had huge fish tanks. They had a fireplace. They had a game room. They had a
pool tables,
bistro. Yeah, they had a restaurant. They had so many different things.
Well, even the gift shop. The gift shop was huge. It had a deli and it was a gift shop and refreshments all rolled into one.
They had a bar. You know me. Oh,
is that where you went?
That's where I went. Sorry. But yeah, it was just, the grounds were pretty. I mean, it was a really pretty resort.
It was impressive.
I was very surprised.
It is a superior category.
When we pulled
category.
Up, I was like, I don't know about this one. But then we walked the grounds. They had fountains,
courtyards.
It was just so pretty.
Yeah, they have three courtyards. They are in proximity to the park entrance where the Annabella is. When you're looking at Disney property, coming in from the airport or wherever from the highway, the Annabella is going to be, is it your first or second resort hotel on your right, before you cross that main road to Disneyland? This is going to be your second or third hotel on the left, still on this side of the street, but it's very close in proximity. And they also boast a wonderful view of the fireworks that, you know, when Disneyland does those, that you're going to be able to see them if you're facing that way.
Yeah, and the rooms.
Holy shnikey.
Were huge. And a lot of them had the front door into the hallway, but then also had a back door out into the courtyard.
That was impressive.
Yeah, that was nice. And, I mean, the rooms were nothing fancy. They were very bland, but they had a couch, two beds, a huge work area with a TV, a little desk. It was just a nice size. I was so surprised. And when we found out the price of this compared to other prices, what was it, $138 a night, Leafs?
I asked the guy, so if we wanted to book a room for tonight, how much would it cost us? And this is, middle of April. And he said $139. Just for a standard room. And they are truly huge. Usually you have maybe 3 to 4 feet between the dresser and the bed. You probably have 8 to 10 feet, would you say?
Easy, yeah.
Plus lots of, it's not crammed at all.
You could put another bed from the other side.
Oh yeah, you could, if the desk wasn't there.
Right.
It was just huge. And what did I notice? Everyone was making fun of me because I noticed that the bathroom had green toilets.
Oh, yeah, we were all making fun of you.
Yeah, it had your green flush where you had your option on a number one or a number two flush. But I think that's cool, you know, especially out in California where things are scarce. So, what was also interesting, speaking of water, is they have a saltwater pool.
Yeah.
They don't use the chlorine.
And the pool wasn't your boring rectangular pool. It was like a nice little shape, and it was in the middle of the courtyard. So you don't even see, and you're near the highway from this hotel, but you don't even know you're there.
You don't feel it.
You don't feel it at all.
No. There are three different room types. They've got a standard, they've got a double queen, which sleeps up to five, and then they have deluxe rooms, which doesn't really add to your size, but it's going to add amenities. It adds a turret, which is kind of neat, but we can check on some different pricing for that. But I was very impressed with this resort.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that they treated us like, you know, royalty when we came in, just so nice. They were very nice. And
very classy.
Yeah.
I think that's the way
they wanted our business. And so they're going to get it.
I was very, very surprised by that hotel. It would never have been a first choice for me before. But as far as the Good Neighbors go, I actually think for the price, it's a great deal. If I had to rank the hotels in the order of like which ones I like the best, I would have to say the Sheraton Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Hyatt was really nice too. Those are probably a tie.
I like the Sheraton better.
Did you?
It had more character.
It did have more character. Marriott Residence Inn, Courtyard Marriott, and Annabella. That was my least favorite, but that's the AC thing. It's all about, I can't help it.
I may have to agree with what you're saying. I think the Sheraton is definitely first. I would probably put the Hyatt second just because it lacks character. Although that foyer was absolutely amazing. Going backwards, I did like the interesting rooms and the condo-style garden resort of the residence in Anaheim Main Gate. And then the Courtyard Marriott, it didn't do anything for me. It might get third place because it has, no, fourth place because it had a Starbucks, but it just was boring. It was a regular Courtyard Marriott. It was clean.
Yeah.
It was fine. No big deal. It was a room. And, you know, there weren't a lot of amenities at that particular resort. The Annabella Hotel, it just felt old. It did. And again, it didn't feel unclean in any way. It didn't feel unsafe. It didn't feel like it was in shambles or unkept. It just, something about it made it feel old. And it was more than just the air conditioners. So,
yeah. For me, it's about the air conditioners.
All right. I'll give you that.
But, yeah, so that's our recap of...
So it was a good experience, and I'd love to see some more, but maybe we'll have to do some resort hopping to get that opportunity. So I'm going to go ahead and grab it right here. Going to wrap up this week's show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at
You know Steve's going to leave that in, right?
Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.